Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
To display the loveliness of Christ. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good, so that in every way you will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. Titus 2:7-10. A picture frame, seemingly an afterthought to the picture itself, can either help or hinder the viewer's appreciation of the picture. The same could be said of the Christian life. The masterpiece of the gospel is breathtaking, but its beauty is either tarnished or enhanced by the Christian life that frames it. F.B. Meyer has these thoughts on adorning the gospel with the right words and deeds. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. Even the lowliest worker might make attractive the gospel as jewels make attractive the brow of beauty. Holy lives can display its loveliness. To please one's superiors in all things, so far as our loyalty to Christ permits, is to commend Christ to our households and win his approval. The grace of God has ever offered salvation, but in Jesus it was brought to our doors. Have we sat sufficiently long in the school of grace that our gentle teacher may instruct us how to live? It must be soberly in regard to us, righteously toward others, and godly toward God. We cannot realize any one of these unless we resolutely deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. This was the aim and purpose of Jesus coming to die for us. He wanted to redeem us from all iniquity, purify us as his own, and use us in all manner of good works. It is a solemn question whether that supreme purpose has been realized in our own experience. If not, why not? Today's New Testament reading is Titus chapter 2.
Titus 2. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-control, and sound in faith, in love, and endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These then are the things you should teach, encourage, and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you.
A bad frame draws attention to itself. A good frame highlights that which it displays. In a similar way, certain qualities of life make the gospel attractive. Integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech. Titus 2:7 and 8. Surrounding your witness with these is one way to help others realize that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Titus 2:11.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.